Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Well, you certainly know if you listen to my show how we talk about the obesity epidemic in this country. Well, some people need a little bit of extra help when they're trying to lose an inordinate amount of weight. It is not easy. You've heard me talk about my sister on the air before. It is something that's tough. But you know what? Bariatric surgery is not the easy way out. I hate when people say, oh, well, that's the easy way out, because it's not. It is a tough thing to do. But there is a new FDA-approved intergastric balloon to help treat obesity. And again, we're not saying these are the easy way out. It certainly is not. My guest is Dr. Carson Liu. He's a leading bariatric surgeon in Santa Monica and Tustin, California. Welcome to the show, Dr. Liu. Tell us a little bit about Orbera and what this is and how it's different than what we've got before.
Well, thanks for having me on, Melanie. And the Orbera gastric balloon is a balloon that really helps patients gain control of their diet and exercise, in addition to the amount of food that they can eat. Is a non-surgical procedure that we place a balloon in the stomach and it occupies that space and makes people feel full.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So you place the balloon in the stomach, so it's not really like angioplasty. You're not ballooning and pushing things out of the way. You're just filling up a little bit of space in there so that people... Is this permanent?
It is not. It's only FDA approved for 6 months. So at the end of 6 months, we take it out, and we still keep them in our weight loss program, meaning diet and exercise, which is a key component to keeping the weight off, and teach them how to eat healthy and exercise a little bit every day in order to keep the weight off and keep the weight loss going.
Tell us how difficult. As I said, my sister had the lap band over bypass. I mean, the surgeries were wicked, and she went through a lot with that first bypass surgery. Is this a little bit easier on the patient? Is it something that requires as much counseling as does other types of bariatric surgery? What goes into it?
Well, in my opinion, all these procedures require counseling, but the nice thing about the gastric balloon with Orbera is it doesn't require anesthesia. So we give a little IV sedation, and we place the balloon into the stomach using an endoscope, a camera, to verify that we're in the stomach, and we just basically inflate this balloon. The balloon will move around within the stomach to keep it safe, and the patients feel full. But overall, the message that we want to tell patients is that the balloon will help you lose a lot of weight the first 6 months. When we take it out, you'll still continue to lose weight. And the amazing thing is that you lose weight at three times the rate of a regular diet and exercise program.
Now, people hear the word balloon. Can this thing pop inside of you? Is there any side effects or danger?
Doubtful that it will pop, but we do have patients take an acid reducer to minimize any chance. And part of the reason for taking it out at 6 months is to prevent any material fatigue from both the acid and the stomach, you know, trying to contract onto the balloon. So we do worry about that, but I doubt that any of them will rupture at 6 months or less.
Okay, so what's involved? Is this minimally invasive? What's involved in the actual surgery?
Well, it's more than minimally invasive. It's just basically non-invasive.
It's an endoscopic procedure, yes?
It's an endoscopic, but not laparoscopic, so we don't...
No, endoscopic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we just go down the mouth and take a look around, make sure the esophagus and stomach and the small intestine are okay without any ulcers. And then we go back down with the balloon, and we blow up the balloon with saline, salt water, IV fluid. And we disconnect the balloon. There's no adjustments of the balloon. The balloon sits around for 6 months, and they go home after this 10-minute procedure to implant the balloon. It's pretty amazing and incredibly non-invasive.
That's pretty amazing, Dr. Liu. Now, when I'm, you know, I can feel when I'm bloated, I can feel, and I'm always feeling around for things. Can you feel the balloon in there? And if you push on your stomach, can you feel something in there that would, you know, feel like there's a balloon in there?
No. The patients in general don't feel it until they've lost a lot of weight. Once they've lost a lot of weight, usually at the end of 6 months, when they are placed kind of on their back and they're asleep, you could get a hint that there's a fullness in there, but you can't really feel the balloon.
Wow. Now, when people have something like bypass, which is permanent, lap band, which is not, and they have to eat very minimal amounts of things, in some cases, even just liquids a little while, and what do you want people to do once they've gotten this balloon implanted, and what do you tell them about healthy eating? Are there limitations to their eating? Is it just, and can the stomach expand with the balloon so they can still keep eating more and the balloon's just sitting in there?
Those are great questions, and to answer all of them, yes, the stomach can stretch a little bit, but it seems to still feel full faster, even if the stomach stretches by the end of 6 months. When we take out the balloon, they continue to lose some weight, even with the balloon removed. So we've trained the stomach not to respond as much to food, and it takes a whole lot less food to feel full. Patients are asked to go on a liquid diet for the first 2 weeks after implantation of the balloon, just to get used to the balloon being inside the stomach.
Yeah, and then what about afterward? What do you want them to know about healthy eating while this balloon is in? And does it impact anything else? Sex or exercise or anything? Is there anything, you know, it's filled with saline, Dr. Lou. Is it bouncing around in there if you're exercising?
It can, yes. It is filled with saline, so it's going to be about a pound worth of saline. But, you know, it doesn't affect them in exercise. There are no restrictions with the balloon inside the stomach. We do want them to eat healthy. We see them every 2 to 4 weeks after the implantation to ensure that they're at least on a walking program and that they're eating healthy foods. And we try to teach them the different types of calories out there. There's protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and how to eat in different proportions to help with the maximizing of weight loss.
And so after 6 months, this thing comes out, and you said that people still usually continue to lose weight because they've got that sort of muscle memory. The stomach is remembering, maybe they're feeling full, or maybe the behavior, lifestyle has kicked in. What do you see?
I think it's both, and that's why we still want the patients to come into our clinic and see us every 2 to 4 weeks at a bare minimum and check in with our support groups and talk about what it is. It is very easy to fall back into your old eating habits, and that's what we're trying to prevent, is eating healthy and exercising. I think exercise really keeps the weight off long term.
I think so, too. We only have a minute left, Dr. Lou. And is there any regurgitation? Is there any kind of, do people get heartburn or anything like that, reflux, when they've got this balloon in?
When they have the balloon in, if they overeat, they can't spit up what they ate. So it won't be like vomiting, but it will be kind of a coughing up of fluid or food.
Yeah.
The key message to remember is that it is a tool to help you to lose weight, but it's only half of the tool. The other half is learning how to eat right and exercise.
See, that's the best advice. Really, really, it is. This is a tool. It is absolutely not the answer, but as Dr. Lou says, this is the first FDA-approved intergastric balloon to help treat obesity. It is removable after 6 months, and it's a tool to help in the obesity epidemic and this ongoing fight to help people with all those comorbidities and things that happen when you're obese. So if you really are, go see your bariatric surgeon and ask about Obera, because it might be something that could help you, and it's endoscopic, non-invasive, and it really could be a great tool to help you. You're listening to Radio MD. We have great shows here, so scroll around, learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole, and stay well.